Cardiac Risk in the Young. They are an organisation which I'm going to find out about now. And to talk to me, the Chief Executive of CRY, Dr. Stephen Cox. Good morning. Now, first off, who are CRY? I know we're Cardiac Risk in the Young, but what exactly do they do?
CRY is a charity which was established in 1995 to raise awareness of young sudden cardiac death, to support families who have been affected, to provide cardiac screening services to young people, but also to fund research into the prevention and the causes of young sudden cardiac death.
So how common is cardiac risk in younger people?
Every week, at least 12 fit and healthy young people die suddenly of undiagnosed cardiac conditions. This is one of the most common causes of death in young people. About 1 in 300 people we test within the screening program will have an undiagnosed cardiac condition, something they're not aware of, and which could potentially be life-threatening. And about 1 in 100 people we screen will have a condition which wouldn't be immediately life-threatening, but could cause problems in maybe the fourth or fifth decade of their lives if they're not aware of it and have that condition managed.
So obviously something that wasn't picked up in childhood.
Definitely. These are conditions which often only present in after puberty, which is why we start screening at the age of 14 and upwards.
So you've recently had the screening session in Reigate, Sunday just gone, which was funded by the Patrick Evans Foundation. Have you other sessions about the country?
Yes, it's a national charity which goes all the way up to the Western Isles as well as to Northern Ireland and Wales. There are events every day somewhere in the UK. Some of them are private events, but the vast majority of these events are open to the public. And just really on our doorstep in London, in St George's Hospital, we have an incredible service there every 2 weeks on Saturdays. Every 2 to 4 weeks, there is a free screening service there for anyone who would like to be tested. And there's nothing like that anywhere else in the rest of the world.
Now, this may sound a bit of a silly question, but is it really necessary to be screened?
Yes, at CRY we want every young person to have the opportunity to have cardiac screening. If you're an elite athlete, it's often mandatory or highly recommended for you to have cardiac screening. And the research has shown in Italy, where it's mandatory for any person involved in organized sport, and this might be just kicking a football around with your teammates on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, but what they've shown there is by having ECG screening for all young people involved in sport, that they've reduced the incidence by 89%, the incidence of young sudden deaths by 89%, which is why we want everyone to have access to this screening.
So it is open to everyone. They don't have to reach a certain criteria or have, say, an inherited disease in their family?
That's right. So the screening service is open to anyone between the age of 14 and 35. And so 14 is an age where people are past puberty, and 35 is the age at which your lifestyle will start to have an impact. So we're looking at inherited or congenital problems, problems you're born with or things you've inherited from your parents. And one of the issues is to look out for symptoms. There are red flag symptoms, like if you pass out whilst running or during exercise, or you have chest pain during exercise. These are red flags, and you need to contact us to look at an NHS referral to have those investigated. If you have a family history of young sudden death, it's absolutely essential for a family to contact us, because the conditions are usually genetic, so it's essential that all first-degree blood relatives are screened. And as I said, in sport, there are often mandatory programs for people to be screened, because sport can increase your risk of having a cardiac arrest, although it doesn't cause it. So there are groups which are key to target, but 80% of young sudden cardiac deaths occur with no symptoms whatsoever, which is why you don't want to be reliant on symptoms before going to your GP or contacting CRY.
It sounds a bit scary, especially when you say you start at just a young age of 14. But the test itself is painless and non-invasive, isn't it?
That's right. There's stickers. The ECG stickers are placed on the chest, and you take the electrical recording of the heart. There's also a consultation with a doctor to talk about any symptoms or any concerns you have about maybe breathlessness, palpitations, dizziness. These are the common symptoms that people might be worried about. So the After having the questionnaire and the ECG, mm-hmm. if the doctor is concerned about anything, they'll do an ultrasound, which is a little bit like the women have during pregnancy, yes. to look at the structure of the heart. And after that, about 4% of people we screen, 4 in every 100 we test, will need to have further tests. And this is, there might be an abnormality which just needs to be evaluated during exercise, for instance. So you do an exercise test to see if that abnormality is a normal abnormality mm-hmm. or whether it's something a bit more concerning. So you just want to create situations where you're monitoring the person and in a controlled environment. And the vast majority of people will be given reassurance. But
yes.
if a problem is identified, then there's a very clear advice that you can give someone, like it might be the avoidance of certain drugs which have an impact on the heart, or potentially avoiding certain situations which can trigger a cardiac arrest for certain people who are susceptible.
So having the ultrasound, maybe doing an exercise test, as you said, these are some of the things that may have to happen if something is detected.
That's right. So it might even be an MRI. About 1% of people we screen will recommend that they have an MRI to really look at the heart to see if there's something there which is of concern.
So is this carried out by CRI, or are they then referred to their GP or the hospital?
After the screening, the 4% of people who need referrals will have a letter written to their GP explaining what we are concerned about and the test that we recommend they should then have. And then the GP will talk to the patient and make that referral either through to our centre at St George's or to one of a number of centres around the country who can conduct those further tests.
And I understand as you start at 14, the under 18s will have to be accompanied by an adult.
That's right. So there's consent for anyone under the age of 16.
Right.
We say that the parent must consent to the screening tests. So we do encourage parents, though, to be involved in the care of the younger people we screen, because it's often important that they're aware of what is happening if further tests are required.
Now, it sounds scary, but it can help save a life. And coming along to have the test, it's not that scary at all. We don't want to put people off.
That's right. I mean, if you want to go down a sporting career, and you're really, you're a talented athlete, it will be done routinely mm-hmm. in you at a certain stage if you get to a certain level. So the key message is to show that this has been done at the highest level, but we know that the vast majority of sudden deaths actually occur at grassroots, and therefore it's really important to get a positive message out in grassroots that if you have an abnormality, you need to know about it. You can live a completely normal life with many of these conditions, but just managing them to avoid those things which can cause, as I say, can trigger a cardiac arrest. And it might be just some of the routine drugs which you will take, some antihistamines, some antimalarials, some antibiotics, which are all known to have an impact on the heart, can be avoided, and you can take a different type of drug. So there are many things that young people can do. So although it may seem scary, I think for most people who go through the screening, it's just like any medical test. It's a bit of anxiety there. But once you've gone through the process, it's a lot of reassurance there.
Just really getting yourself a checkup with your doctor kind of thing.
Definitely. Your heart is your most important muscle in your body. So I think it's really important that people understand their heart.
Oh, definitely. And finally, can I ask, how can people find out more about CRI or where their nearest screening session might be?
The best way to find out about screenings is to go to the testmyheart.org.uk website. If you see an event in your area, you can book an appointment within 3 clicks of the mouse. It's a free screening, thanks to the support of CRI families who raise funds to offer this free service. Within 3 clicks, you can have booked an appointment down to a 5 or 10 minute slot. We've got regular clinics at St George's, but otherwise there are events all over the country throughout the year, which you may or may not, you may want to attend. So it's really easy. And as I say, you don't have to pay any money. You just have to answer a few questions and to go ahead and get tested.
Well, Dr. Stephen Cox, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Susie.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Stephen Cox, Chief Executive of CRI, Cardiac Risk in the Young. I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.